This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
There is a campaign gathering attention online right now, calling for life-changing medication to be made available in Ireland. Aoife Quinn from Galway, who is living with a rare condition called Friedreich's ataxia, has started a petition asking the government to make the drug Skyclarys accessible here for patients who need it. The treatment is already approved in other countries and could help slow the progression of the condition. Aoife joins me now to tell us more about her story and why she is pushing for change. Aoife, thank you so much for sharing your story with us this evening on iRadio's group chat. You've been living with Friedreich's ataxia, which is a rare progressive condition. And for listeners who might not know, what exactly is it and how does it affect your day-to-day life?
Yeah, so Friedreich's ataxia is a rare genetic condition that affects the nervous system. It causes problems with balance, coordination and movement. And over time, it can affect speech and mobility as well. It's progressive, which means symptoms gradually worsen, and it can also affect the heart. In Ireland, there are about 200 people living with it. And for me at the moment, then it mainly affects my balance and coordination, and then sometimes I get extremely fatigued as well.
How has things changed for you over time, from when you got diagnosed to now? Have the symptoms begun to worsen?
Yeah, they have slowly gotten worse. Even when I think back and leaving sort of first year college, I had no issue with the stairs, and now I'd be so cautious going downstairs. I wouldn't dream of going downstairs without banister or something like that. I'd be very, very careful. So yeah, the balance has gotten worse, and I'd notice as well my hands has gotten worse. And then sometimes when I'd be tired, late in the evening, my words might start to slur, or I could begin to mumble my words. Or even if we were having tea in the evening, I'd just get so, so tired, and I'd have to let my parents bring out the cup because I just wouldn't have enough energy to bring it out to the kitchen and then come back to go upstairs to put myself to bed. I'd be just wiped out.
Wow, so it must be just an extremely, extremely tough situation for you. Yeah. And you've started a campaign about a drug called Skyclarys. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. What exactly is that medication and why is it so important for people like you that are living with Friedreich's ataxia?
So this drug is not a cure. It's just a treatment that can help slow down the progression of the disease. So for people like me, that drug would be life-changing. I'm still walking around and everything. So this drug would help my balance, help my coordination, and fingers crossed, just help me live my daily life, daily tasks and everything. Some people then are wheelchair-bound and things like that, so it's extremely tough. But knowing this drug is out there and has the potential to help all of us is just... it's so within reach, but it's so far away at the same time.
What is the current situation? Talk me through what it's like in Ireland when it comes to accessing that treatment. Yeah. It's not available, is it?
No. Well, you can get the drug, but it's 300,000 per patient per year, which is ridiculous. That kind of money is just insane. So it's up to the HSE now at the minute to kind of approve funding for the drug. So the National Pharmaco-Economic Centre for Ireland, they said no to the reimbursement of the drug, and just basically that it wasn't value for money. And I suppose that's because there's only 200 people at the minute that we know of that are affected with the drug. But I think it's only a matter of time before something has to be done, a drug has to come in, because this disease is hereditary, so it's always going to be there.
It's eventually going to show up in generation after generation. And the petition that you have started campaigning for the access to this drug, how has that gone for you so far?
It has been insane. I was very hesitant to post first at the beginning because like that. I didn't want everyone to like know my business and that kind of thing. But I really wanted to do something. I didn't want to just wait around and watch my life pass me by. Like, I don't know how much time I have. This disease could rapidly progress and I could just go downhill so fast. So I had to do something. And like my sister, Sarah, said about posting on Instagram, and like straight away I was like, no, like that's just never, I'd never do something like that. And then I was saying it to Sean and he thought it was a great idea. And then I was saying it to my younger sister, Leisha, and my friends, hoping somebody would agree with me. And they all said, no, I think it's a really good idea. And like, you would get support and we'd all share it and it will get out there. So yeah, then I was like, you know, I have to do something for myself and for the other people that can't speak out, and like for the younger generations. So the response has been insane. I think the post has been seen by like 750,000. The petition has like nearly 8,000 signatures. And like, I was excited the first evening when it got 100 likes, and now it's just completely blown up. And like loads of young people, 20, 21 year old girls, like have reached out saying they have this, and like they're at the same stage as me, like walking around, just it affects balance. And like the fact that this drug has the ability to like keep us out of a wheelchair, we'll say, and like just be stronger and better able for life. Like, it's so frustrating that we can't get this drug, but the post seems to have done wonders, like in terms of reaching people. And like a mother texted me on Instagram, and the husband reached out to me on LinkedIn saying they found my page and they're just so happy to see how well I was doing for myself because their young daughter had just been diagnosed. So it's great to see people like me really trying to get this drug just here now, because it's a matter of time. Like,
have you been speaking to other people that are in the community that also have the same disease as you from this? You mentioned a few people there that have reached out organically, but before that, did you have people from the community that you knew?
No, so I texted one girl a couple of months ago when she had it. I think she was up in Dublin, and then from this a couple of girls reached out. But it was Emmy Felix's video on RTE a couple of weeks ago that I'd seen, and like I messaged her, and I'm just so up for doing anything that will help us get this drug.
Has there been any response from policymakers or the HSE directly to you at this stage?
No, not yet.
So we're just hoping that the more signatures and the more attention we can get it, the
exactly
more.
Just attention, signatures, everyone sharing it. I just pray this drug comes sooner rather than later.
If you could say one thing now directly to the policymakers or the HSE, what would it be?
Just please consider all the lives, young people's lives that you could save. Like, I know it's about money and things, but it's not just about money and the drug. It's about young people's lives and our whole future. And like, I was diagnosed when I was 18, and there's people that were diagnosed a lot younger than that. And it's so hard to live your life knowing like you're going to get so much worse and your life will be short. And never mind the physical aspects of it, the mental aspects are so challenging as well. So just please consider the lives that this affects.
If there's someone listening right now that wants to support you and others in fact living with Friedreich's ataxia, what can they do?
So the petition is linked on my Instagram, which is EvaGwynn31. So you can just sign the petition and share as much as possible to anyone that will listen, anyone that will sign. Like, never mind petition, just conversations about it just help raise awareness, like the amount of people that don't even know what FA is. So we need to get the conversation started.
Yes, and thank you for starting that conversation on your Instagram first off, but also for joining me this evening on iRadio's group chat. I really appreciate you, and I look forward to catching up with you again, and hopefully there being a development in all of this for the positive.
Hopefully.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.